Hey guys, I'm Jess, and this is the Jess Sharing Joy podcast. Hello everyone, it's been a while since I've hopped on here, but man, life has been a little wild. I started a new job in ministry, and I've spent this season just creating intentional life-giving relationships and friendships, and it's been such a cool time, but I'm really excited to be back, and I'm even more excited to be here to share with you all today about singleness. I could describe to you what singleness is, but I'm pretty sure we're all on the same page about that, so I think we should just jump right in. I know this topic is a highly desired conversation, and since this past year was my first real singleness season as a Christian, I have plenty to say about how God has grown me in this past year, and I just wanted to take a moment to share it with you all. I want to start off by saying that I understand that singleness is hard, it's not really very fun, and I'm just going to repeat that go-to saying of that God has you where he wants you to be. Even though that is so true and so good, I understand that that is still hard and it doesn't really make the season much easier. Sometimes it does, but not really. I have personally gone through all the emotions. I've been annoyed, I've been sad, I've been irritated, I've been confused, I've tried to control it, I've cried, I've done all the things, but my encouragement is to not allow those feelings to drive this desire. No matter if God has you meet your soulmate soon or a long time from now, or he has set your life for the ministry of singleness, just know that it's already planned out. We get to make choices, but we cannot mess up the plan that God has for us. I know for me, I felt like if I dated the wrong person or took too much time in one season towards a person that I ended up not marrying, that God would be disappointed in me and I'd be even more disappointed in myself, that I would have missed out on something important. But you need to know that anything that important, the life-changing, God-moving type of importance, cannot be shifted by little old us. I learned two huge lessons while struggling through the singleness season. One of them being that where God has you in this moment is super important, and constantly focusing on what is next is a controlling act, and it's not an act of trusting where the Lord has you right now. I want you guys to take a moment to just think about three things in your life that you get to do that bring you joy every time you think of them. I know for me, walking at parks or reading at a pretty lookout point, or just even eating ice cream or a good dessert, mostly ice cream, but any good dessert with a friend are three things that make me smile and make me so excited just to do them. I know as a single person, you can think, yeah, those are all really nice things, but I would way rather do them with someone that I get to love or like or I get to date. And even though that may be true, it also might not be true if the person doesn't like ice cream or something, but just know that those things can still be joyful not dating. Don't focus on the what if or if it could have been issues, because it's just not where you're at, and that is okay. I know that movies and shows have geared our brains to think that dating is the answer. It's the solution. We work hard for it. We fight for it. We'll be happier. We'll be more fulfilled. I'll never feel lonely again. But sadly, as a wake-up call, all those things are not true. If those are the reasons you're chasing a relationship, then I would probably check yourself a little bit. I know I've had to do that for myself personally. Find your fulfillment in God, because he'll never fail you, and people and the world will. You may feel happier at moments, but also the pains of loving someone is not always simple and surely not happy all the time. And lastly, loneliness is something that people can struggle with, even being surrounded by a person or people all the time. Emotionally and physically being lonely are two different ball games. So just as a reminder, not all of life's issues stop in dating or getting married. They're not a solution. It's a step. It's a unifying part of a relationship. It's not the end goal, that especially as Christians. That was the second thing I definitely learned this year. If anything, you have more to think about and more to care about and more to intentionally pursue, it doesn't make your life easier. One of the last things that I want to cover with you guys is if you're in a season of what many Christians would call a waiting season, don't waste that time sitting around looking pretty or handsome. Actively pursue God. If you want a God-fearing man or woman, you need to be that yourself. If you want someone that's serving the best, if you want or are looking for a God-fearing man or woman, you need to be that yourself. If you want someone that's actively serving in church, the best place to find someone like that with the same desires will be right next to you if you're actively doing them yourself. If you're looking for someone who has strong habits of reading his or her Bible, then you need to be pursuing that relationship with God too. Do not allow yourself to focus on what you could be doing ahead or what could happen by missing what you need to be doing to pursue and create your life to be the best husband or wife someday. Last thing that I want to cover today is the weird Christian stigmas around dating. I didn't grow up as a Christian, so I didn't know that these existed till I was serving youth ministry, but they sure are real. Guys, don't put so much pressure on yourself, and girls, stop putting so much pressure on them to have it all figured out. And the other way around. You are supposed to be in this process together. Allow God into the singleness and into the dating too. Don't feel like you need to know if you want to marry the guy or girl before you go on one single date. Allow dates to be dates and don't act as if you're already married to them. Have fun and pursue each other with care and intention as brothers and sisters in Christ. So all I have to say is I have done a bad job at dating, I've done a good job at dating, I've done a hard season of singleness, but you're not alone. A lot of people have felt the way that you feel right now. Just keep taking the time to pursue the Lord every day individually, and then when He sees fit, He will bring that person into your life, and He'll bring him right to you. I know that sounds lame, but I do truly believe that nothing is a mistake. You being alone, you dating, you being engaged, you being married, wherever your life stage is, God is speaking into that and is next to you every day through the process. There's so much community that you can rely on, and I'm excited to start answering your guys' questions. So thank you guys for listening today. If you have any prayer requests about your relationship, your friendship, questions, feel free to message me on Gesturing Joy on Instagram, and I'll make the next podcast video a question and answer for anything that was not covered by this overview of singleness. I love you all so much, and I hope this made you feel a little less alone in a really hard thing such as singleness. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I'll be making these episodes as often as I can for now. Please subscribe if you're wanting to grow and learn more together. Thanks again for being here. I love you guys, and remember, share the joy.